opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 9:05 here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to. Nats baseball on tap tonight as well here on The Fan, as you heard our guy Danny Ruye tell you in the leadoff. Jake Irvin on the bump. For D.C., it is a 9:35 first pitch. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on deck. We'll lead you into them. Speaking of the Washington Nationals, one thing we'll get to here tonight, James Wood getting brutally snubbed in Major League Baseball's All-Star fan voting. Does that impact whether or not he would want to re-sign here in the nation's capital? We'll talk about that. Before we get out of here, we'll have a little NFC East primer. Our good pals over at ESPN with a bunch of different burning questions for each team in the division. And then they made some predictions on the NFC East winner for 2025. And you'll be surprised at some of the teams that they predicted to win the division. So we'll go around the NFC East as we roll around the show as well here tonight. We'll give you the latest on RFK 2.0. Ward 6 council member Charles Allen joined Grant and Danny earlier today. So we'll let you hear some of that conversation. Was really, really intrigued about the update that we got on RFK 2.0. We've gotten plenty of updates all afternoon long, all day long here on The Fan. Mark Ein joined the Sports Junkies earlier this morning as well, so we'll let you hear some of that too. You heard my thoughts last night on RFK 2.0. My flag is firmly planted in the ground. If going to RFK, if building the new stadium there is going to delay the timeline for a new stadium, period, I'm out on D.C. as the potential location. Get me somewhere where this stadium can get built on time. And that's really the most important thing that matters to me right now. We'll chew on it all, though, as we roll throughout the show. The Wizards and the NBA draft officially wrapped up last night. We'll continue to give you more analysis on the three picks that the Wizards ended up selecting in the 2025 NBA draft. Their first-round pick, Trey Johnson, last night, we got the opportunity to talk to his assistant high school basketball coach, Trey Myers, from Link Academy in Branson, Missouri. Tonight, we will get his head coach from his senior year, the new head man at McNeese State, Bill Armstrong, former Link Academy head coach, going to join us to give us some more insight on what Trey Johnson brings to the Washington Wizards. Will Dawkins was on earlier with Kevin Sheehan on our sister station, the Team 980. We'll let you hear some of that as well, but I got to actually start off with this. I've had some terrible luck over the past week, and I want help on it. I need help. I am dealing with a situation right now that is absolutely ludicrous. It is. So I'll get personal here for a second. I don't do this a lot, but I'll do it now. So last week, I had terrible car luck. My car engine blows out. And it's a stunner to me because, first and foremost, my car, my baby, is actually not even a year old yet. I'm about 60,000 miles into it, and my car engine blows. Anybody that knows anything about cars, and I realize the more that I vent to people about this, and nobody knows anything about cars that I know, it's rare to have an engine blow, have that type of malfunction that early in the car's lifetime. So much so that I got, this will be convenient later on in the story, I got a 100,000-mile warranty on certain parts of the car. The engine is included, so it's not going to cost me to get the engine replaced, but that's just the beginning of the problems here. So I've been without a car. I've been having an Uber into the station. It's been awful. It's cost me extra money. It's been terrible. And the one thing about cars that I've learned, so I've had two cars now in my lifetime that I've purchased. You're always going to have problems. You always got to be prepared for anything to happen at any moment with your car. So last week, I was on sitting in for Grant and Danny last week on Juneteenth. Everybody was out. I was holding down the fort here on the Fan in the afternoon drive, following up Nats baseball. So had to deal with that right before the show. I ended up getting the car towed to the Hyundai dealership, and I'm thinking everything's going to be fine. They told me, you know, we'll get you a diagnosis officially about a week from now because there are a lot of other people that are dealing with blown engines, you name it. So yesterday I call, and I'm checking in on the car, and I get good news. You'll be able to get a rental car. So that's great. So this morning I go in, and as I'm sitting there in this long line, it took me about 30, 35 minutes to actually get to the rental car and get a rental car, get keys to it. Had to, you know, fill out all the information, all the prereqs, needed to rent a car. It's fine. I haven't rented a car before in my life, so I'm going through something new, you know, for the first time ever at 27 years of age. You're growing up with me right here on the Fan. So everything's fine. I get the keys, and I go get inside the car. It's a 2025 Hyundai. I'm riding lavish, right? My car's a 2019, so I'm getting upgraded here. So I'm cool, and everything is great with me. And then I realize, oh, snap, I got to go get my parking pass out of my car so I can park my car in the parking garage of my parking at my apartment, rather. So need that. I need my key fob so I can get into the garage. So I had to go back, and it takes them 10, 15 minutes to, you know, get the keys to my car and let me in because people are busy, so on and so forth. Once they get me my keys to my car, I'm walking, waddling all over to the car, and I go, there's glass on the ground. It's the first thing that I noticed. And then I noticed that my driver's side window is covered with plastic. So I immediately put two and two together like a smart man would. My car window had been busted out. But busted out and repaired, not fully, but taped up so that rain couldn't get on it. So the folks there decided to do me a solid and patch it up for me. Put some, I don't know what type of material it was, some sort of plastic to prevent rain from getting inside. So I open up the car door to see my stuff rummaged through on the inside. Everything is every which way. And I get out and go, yo, like what has happened to my car? And my rep says, I have no clue what's going on. Let me go get the service manager. So I'm thinking, you have no clue what's going on. How is that even possible? Your car has been in my possession for my car has been in your possession, rather, for almost a week now, over a week now. And my car window has been busted out, and no one thought contacting the owner would be something that's a smart thing to do. So service guy comes out. I'm going through the car. Everything's hitting me that, wow, your car's been broken into. Is there anything that's missing? So I'm searching for missing stuff. There are items missing, unfortunately. Bunch of stuff that's missing. Podcast equipment, microphones, valuable stuff was taken from the car. So I'm on its surface, I'm thinking of that initially. Then I immediately start to think, well, when did this happen? Not only when did this happen, when did you guys repair the window or cover it up with plastic? And at that point in time when you did that, why didn't I receive a call? So I figure out that this happened Monday night going into Tuesday morning, I believe. And I'm still ironing out the details of all of this. Yes, this is 5 hours later, still dealing with it. 6 hours later, still dealing with it. And I'm thinking, man, like, why did no one call me? And I've been pondering this all day long. So I figured I would bring this story to the air. I would get a little personal with you and let you know what's going on in my life. Because this is probably one of the craziest situations I've ever heard. And I'm going through it firsthand. My car, I trust them with my car. On their dealership, it gets broken into, and they don't even think to call the owner. 4 days have passed by. And then here is the kicker. Here is the kicker. The guy asked me, do you want me to file a police report? You damn Skippy, I want you to file a police report. Why wasn't a police report filed initially when you realized it was broken into? That's just what I'm dealing with in my life. If you've got something comparable, or if you've had a terrible, terrible time with a dealership or anything that you had to do with your car, call and vent to me at 1-800-636-1067. I had to get that off my chest because I feel like it's almost unbelievable what happened to me today. And shout out to the folks at the dealership. They didn't break into the car, but they damn sure could have called me and let me know. I'm just trying to figure out what should I do here? This is the nuttiest thing ever. And I just got to wear it on the chin and hope that we can find the idiot that decided to bust into my car. So here's the other thing. My media credentials for Cap One Arena were in the car. They're no longer. So this person now knows whose car that they broke into. They know that they broke into the car of yours truly, the youngest in charge of 106.7 The Fan. If you're out there listening right now, just bring me my stuff back. That's all I ask. I had to get that off my chest. We had a lot more to get to here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. But Legion and the Nats baseball, they play game 1 out of 3 in Anaheim tonight against the Angels. It is a 9:35 first pitch. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up with Nats on deck beginning at 9:05. I'll take you up to that point. We'll take our first time out of the night when we come back. Speaking of the Washington Nationals, James Wood right now. I believe the last time on the second round of fan votes, he was 8th amongst National League outfielders in all-star voting. Does Wood being snubbed in fan voting impact whether or not he'll want to resign here in our nation's capital a couple of years down the line? That's next.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1-800-636-1067, the number. Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, we're tapped in. The youngest in charge, L. Willingham, will take you up the 905. Nats baseball comes your way at that time. The boys continue and wrap up their West Coast road trip out in Anaheim. Game 1 of 3 against the Angels. It is a 9:35 first pitch. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up with Nats on deck right after your boy. We will get into Wizards first-round pick Trey Johnson coming up here momentarily as we are efforting to get his high school head coach, Bill Armstrong, now the head coach at McNeese State, on the line. We'll get to him momentarily. Right now, though, if you got any calls, we'll take them at 1-800-636-1067. I know some of you wanted to chime in about the story I told to start the show. What's going on? My guy Matty Ice wants to chime in. What's going on, brother?
Yo.
What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good. You called me Matty Ice, man. It's Lou, man.
Ah, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. If I heard you correct, so this break-in happened at the dealership, right?
Yes.
So they owe you a brand new car, man. What you waiting on? I mean, that's the way I look.
How about you have your people get with my people and you go up there and ask them for a brand new car? Lou, hold on. How dumb does that sound? Asking them for a new car? I understand that. And maybe I'm talking myself out of a new car, Lou. Maybe I should shut the hell up. But I don't think that's going to be the solution, right?
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, if this happened on their time, I mean, why would you be responsible for anything? I mean, they should be fixing your car for free. The least that I would look at.
Well, the car was going to get fixed for free anyway because I have a 100,000-mile warranty. Everybody who owns a Hyundai, if a problem like your engine breaking down and going in your first 100,000 miles, I'm at 62,000 miles. That shouldn't have happened. So they're going to cover that right. For free. The rental's free. What was also free was their ability to call me and let me know what was going on, and they didn't. That's my frustration, and I'm wondering how I should go about that. I know I wonder if I should reach out to Kandori and Murad. Maybe they can help me out. I'm distraught, and I told the story because I think you all should hear what I'm going through, and I want to know if anybody else out there can relate to it.
Man, this like I said, this didn't happen like in your garage. This happened. You hand them the key, and they're responsible for anything that happens, whether break-in, whether if you're missing something, you should complain about it. Let them know I'm missing this and that and a third. So if you're missing your credential, your microphone, whatever, your podcast, all that.
I've gone the police report route. I'm taking the right steps. I just wonder, does it sound like I have a case on my
hands? You don't need no police report, dude. You tell me.
I don't need a police report. That sounds crazy. Lou, we're now going to let you go. We're now going to let you go because you're on the air giving out terrible advice. Bennett, drop Lou. You're giving terrible advice. That's awful. Anybody out there, if you go through any situation like this, because I know I reach out to the younger demographic. This is my first time ever having this happen. If this ever happens to you, don't be an idiot like Lou and not file a police report. That was the dumbest. First of all, the audacity that I would have, wouldn't I sound, I would look crazy, I feel like, if I went up and asked those people, well, can you give me a brand new car? I mean, that would sound stupid. It would. We gonna work something out. But to ask for a new car would be crazy. Still efforting right now to get Trey Johnson's high school head coach, Bill Armstrong, on the phone. The former head coach at Link Academy, now the head coach at McNeese State. Trey Johnson, obviously the Washington Wizards first-round pick, number 6 overall from Wednesday night. And a young man that we talked about him a lot last night. He's got the ability to come in here and, one, learn the ropes from three legitimate professionals in C.J. McCollum, Chris Middleton, and Marcus Smart. But to me, more importantly, he's not going to be in – there's no rush for Trey Johnson to be a 20-point-per-game scorer like he was last year at the University of Texas. I think they're going to be able to ease him into this thing. And the thing that I love in hindsight now about the pick, when you think about the biggest weakness that Trey Johnson has in his game, this is a guy that can score at all three levels. He's a certified bucket getter, as I like to call him. On defense, he struggles. So much so that when they brought him in on his individual visit, his private workout here in Washington, the Wizards GM, Will Dawkins, put together a montage of him not giving maximum effort on the defensive end. I'll tell you what. You know what I would do? I said it last night. I'll repeat it here again. If I was the Wizards, I would put Trey Johnson's locker right next to Marcus Smart's locker. 100%. Get him better on the defensive end immediately. Like, that's what's going to stop him from getting on the floor. And ultimately, if he gets it together and becomes a above average to average guy at that skill, maybe, just maybe, we're talking about him, you know, being an all-star, which we hope he gets to sooner rather than later. He's got the measurables and all the physical tools to be damn good on that end of the floor. 6'6", 6'10", 6'11", wingspan. Like, the kid's got length. Can he lock in, though, on the defensive end of the floor? That's what I wonder about with him. But offensively, he hasn't met a shot he doesn't like. Last year, became the sixth freshman in SEC history to lead that conference in scoring. He is big time. And I feel like, and this is why I'm kind of trying to ease expectations for him, you never know when it comes to draft picks, man. And, like, that's what I want to caution everybody with. And I'm saying that not to stir things up, but just to be realistic about this thing, right? We hope that Trey Johnson turns into everything he was touted of being, but it's no guarantee. But the one reason I am confident, really the only reason I'm confident in Trey Johnson, is one, talking to Coach Chad Myers last night, giving us the skinny on him and what type of worker this kid is. When I hear that about a young man, I think, okay, he's not going to fail because he didn't put the work in. He'll just fail because he doesn't have it. I think Trey Johnson's got it, but if he doesn't have it, right, what does that do for the Wizards in this rebuild? Basically, is what I'm trying to say is, with Trey Johnson and Will Riley, who they picked 21st overall, if those two guys don't pan into anything, where does the Wizards rebuild stand? How important is it for Trey Johnson to end up being the franchise cornerstone? Because let's be realistic about what's going to happen next year. The Wizards currently don't own their first-round pick. The New York Knicks have it. It is top eight protected. Meaning, if the pick lands anywhere within the top eight, it comes back to Washington. You're probably going to be, and I haven't looked at, you know, win totals, and I'm sure some fresh ones have been dropped after the draft. But I'm assuming that the Wizards are going to be a lottery team next year. And I'm talking about bottom three, bottom five record in the NBA. They just still don't have a lot of proven talent. Now, they could all surprise me. Bub could take a massive step next year, which I expect him to. But they all could take massive steps next year. I think they'll all get better. But the question is, what is the ceiling for all of these cats? I don't expect them to reach their ceiling in year two, talking about the three draft picks the Wizards selected last year in Bub, Alex Sarr, and then Keyshawn George. But no matter what type of step they take next year, Bilal included, I don't think it's enough to put them out of the lottery, out of having a bottom five record in the NBA. And the other question that we all have is whether or not, you know, Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton, CJ McCollum, will they all be a part of the fold for the entirety of the season next year? Because that will impact the win total as well. But the bottom line is this, right? Like, you're going to be in the lottery next year. And if you don't hit on the pick again, and you end up dropping to six again after having the worst record in the NBA, at what point do you look yourselves in the mirror and go, okay, is tanking not the way to do this? Because I'm being real about what next year is going to be for the Washington Wizards. And I want to preface all of my comments by saying this. I have the utmost confidence in Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, Mike Winger, the powers that be over at Monumental with the Wizards. I think their brilliant basketball minds and their track record in their previous stops say as much. But it's different when you're the head man in charge. It's different when you're the guy making decisions. And to this point, and I know it's early, we haven't seen the Wizards draft a guy that looks like he has all-star upside, all-NBA upside. And that's what you got to do to get out of the middle, to get out of the bottom, excuse me. You got to get better. You get better by adding talent. You add talent through the draft. That's the way the NBA works. It's really hard to acquire marquee talent in free agency, I think, in the NBA in today's day and age. Guys force their ways to where they want to go. A lot of the times, the best players aren't even hitting free agency. But when it comes to the Washington Wizards and their two first-round picks, Trey Johnson out of Texas at 6th overall, Will Riley out of the University of Illinois at 21st overall. How important is it that the Wizards hit on both of these picks? More importantly, I think the pressure, I don't even want to use the word pressure, but I feel like the pressure is more so on Trey Johnson because he is the higher of the two picks. But I know us in the fan base will take any of these guys turning into that foundational building block. That's what this team needs right now. Of the kids that they have drafted in the first 2 years at the helm, do any of them look like they could be the best player on a championship team? That's the question to me. And right now I'd probably say no. But it's still very early in their development curve, so take that with a grain of salt. But what I'm saying is this, and I'll take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. How important is it that Wizards rookie Trey Johnson and Will Riley turn into foundational pieces for this organization moving forward? 1-800-636-1067. Because if you're looking at some of the comparisons for Trey Johnson, for Will Riley, for Trey Johnson, the high upside play, and if he reaches his absolute maximum potential, his absolute ceiling, it's Devin Booker. But what happens if he's just O.J. Mayo, if he's just Michael Redd, if he just turns into a good NBA pro? Do you worry about what it does to the timeline of the Washington Wizards rebuild? 1-800-636-1067. We know that first-round pick next year, like I said, is top eight protected. They are going to keep it. But if you don't hit in the lottery next year and you end up with the sixth pick or the seventh pick or the eighth pick and you aren't in position to draft that franchise-altering talent, where do you go? And I know that's a long ways out, but I'm at a point right now where the pressure's on. The pressure's on. I was listening to P. Mitch in Philly earlier today. Heard Brian talk about, hey, look, it's really hard for me to root for a group that won 19 games last year. And initially I heard B. Mitch's comments and went, damn, OG, that's kind of premature. But where is the sign that this thing is going to change? That's what I'm currently looking for. I think last year, and I always talk about it, from February 1st on, when Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart arrived, you saw a changing of the guard. I don't know how much they had to do with it. They're going to get credit for it. I think the coaching staff deserves credit for it as well. I think the players do too. There was to me, a change of the guard and more effort that you saw from them on the defensive end of the floor. And that's what they want their calling card to be. I just think you're at the point right now in this rebuild where this year is about, for 82 games, or for the majority of 82 games, you establish your culture and what brand of basketball that you want to play. And we know from an X's and O's standpoint, they want five guys that can dribble, pass, and shoot, and defend multiple different positions. Like, that's what they want. But they also want to be, and Will Dawkins has said as much, they want to be a defensive-minded basketball team. Trey Johnson is the piece to me that has to hit because they didn't draft him for defense. I think with his measurables, he'll end up being a good defender, but he's not there yet. We do have Trey Johnson's high school head coach on the line. We're going to get there. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will get to Bill Armstrong, the head coach now at McNeese State. He was the head coach of Wizards rookie Trey Johnson at Link Academy in Branson, Missouri during his senior season. We'll get to Coach Armstrong next to get the skinny on Wizards first-round pick Trey Johnson next here on The Fan.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Just getting rolling right here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. We'll take you up to 9:05 tonight. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Game 1 out of 3 against the Angels out in Anaheim. Jake Irvin on the bump for D.C. It is a 9:35 first pitch. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up with Nats on deck right after we conclude. Right now, though, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show. Where we find our pal Bill Armstrong, the new head coach at McNeese State, formerly the head coach at Link Academy, where Wizards rookie Trey Johnson played his senior year of high school basketball. Coach, we appreciate you making some time for us, man.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
First and foremost, congratulations, brother, for getting the gig at McNeese. Before we get into Trey, what does that mean to you, and how excited are you about being able to lead this program moving forward?
I appreciate that, man. It's a dream come true to be able to be a Division I head coach. That's what I've worked for my whole life, and I'll be a Division I head coach. But to be able to take over a program that's maybe Alex didn't make your school and went on to win a game last year, and the bar has been set. How about Coach?
Hey, Bennett, let's get Coach Armstrong on hold and get his line together. We're joined right now by Coach Bill Armstrong, the new head coach at McNeese State, but formerly the head coach at Link Academy, where Wizards first-round pick Trey Johnson played his senior year of high school ball, giving us the skinny on what we can expect out of Trey Johnson here in our nation's capital. It's kind of part two of yesterday's conversation. If you joined us right here on The Fan, we had Chad Myers on the program talking about Trey Johnson. He also a part of that Link Academy coaching staff because we saw Coach Armstrong leave from McNeese State. Chad Myers elevated to the lead man at Link Academy. So getting plenty of inside information about Washington Wizards first-round pick Trey Johnson, a young man that I have really high expectations for, man. I think he has the ability to come in here and really be that shot in the arm offensively that this organization needs, that were dead last in offensive rating a season ago. With those expectations come pressure as well when it comes to Trey Johnson. The Wizards finished this year with the top odds at the number one overall pick, as we all know. They fell all the way down to pick number 6. And to me, I looked at it with an open mind because I want to give Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, and Travis Schlenk the opportunity to show that they can hit on diamonds in the rough in the draft. And at number 6 overall, I think if the talent is there, you should be able to find him, and I trust that Trey Johnson is going to eventually turn into a franchise building block for this organization, but he's got to get there first. And if he doesn't get there, as we talked about before, we were talked about joined by Coach Armstrong, it could be an issue and it could set this rebuild back. But in terms of what he is walking in the door, I think he scores from all three levels. I love the most underrated part of his game to me is the ability to play make. I think when someone is touted as a scorer the way Johnson is, you think that, you know, that they don't have the ability to play make. I thought he was excellent last year in pick and roll situations as the ball handler. I think he walks into the NBA, and maybe I'm hyperbolizing it because I'm a fan of the Wizards, but I think he walks into the NBA next year as a top 10 shooter in the league. Like, his stroke from deep is real. When you shoot 39%, 40% from three on 7 attempts per contest, you can flat out stroke the basketball. And the number one thing that I love about the kid, more than how well he can shoot the basketball, more than the defense, I love the work ethic of Trey Johnson. And everybody that you talk to mentions that first. Right now, Bill Armstrong, the new head coach at McNeese State, the former head coach at Link Academy, joins us on the line. He was the head coach at Link Academy during Trey Johnson's senior season of high school basketball. Bill, I want to start off with this, man, about Trey. The one thing that I keep hearing about this young man is that the work ethic is next level. Do you have any stories where you had to kick this kid out of the gym? Because it seems like he's that type of cat.
Oh, there's many times where I would at least have the conversations with him about, you know, taking a break or not going four times in one day. And he wasn't hearing it. He's the hardest working kid that I've ever coached, and he is he's going to get in there and work until he's, you know, he's got the mindset of he's trying to be the greatest of all time, and that's how he thinks, and that's his thought process, and that's his work ethic. So, that's the only way you're going to get him to stop is kick him out. And I had to try to shut him down a few times.
So, obviously, you know, Link, you guys act as kind of like a prep school and prepare kids for the collegiate level. When you guys first got to lay eyes on him, did you think that his freshman season at Texas could go the way that it could? Because when you think about how good the SEC was last year, to lead the conference in scoring, Coach, I mean, that's a hell of a feat as a freshman.
I think he's, you know, now he's only the sixth person to ever do that. You know, I joke with him and everybody else saying I'll be a trivia question. I'm the only coach in the world that would hold Trey under 20 points a game. So I probably should have gotten him a few more shots while he was at Link, but that does not surprise me. Just with his work ethic and how capable he is of putting the ball in the basket, he's as good a scorer as you'll find. And, you know, I was able to coach one of the other guys, Cam Thomas, the other freshman, one of the other six or five other guys that led the SEC in scoring. And Trey can put it in the basket as good as him or better. And he was born to score the basketball. And like I said, I probably held him back. I should have probably gotten a few more shots.
The work ethic has been highly touted, Coach, and that's obviously going to be a key ingredient to him reaching his potential. But he comes into this Wizards locker room that has Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton, as well as C.J. McCollum, three guys that he can learn from. But at some point, you know, you want to know if he could be a leader. What do you think about his leadership skills and his potential to be a dynamic leader at the NBA level?
Oh, he's certainly going to do that. You know, it'll take some time. I think Trey will get in and listen to his vets and learn from them. But at some point, like you said, it'll be turned over to him. And at that point, he is certainly capable of being a dynamic leader at that level. You know, he was I just think that's who he is. That's his personality type. He's such a competitor, and he's gonna drive his teammates to work as hard as him and compete as hard as him. And to me, that's what you want in a leader.
For sure. I think he has all those traits as well. I'm curious to see, you know, how it translates to the pro level. Let's be transparent about him here as well, though, Coach. If there was one thing you look at his game and go, okay, he's got to get better at that at the next level, what would it be?
He knows this. He's got to continue to get better. I think he really has since his, you know, junior, senior year of high school. Defensively, both on the ball and off the ball. He's got really good instincts defensively, but he's just got to continue to to be able to stay focused on each and every possession, which I believe he will, because, like I said, in the end, Trey is about winning, and he wants to do whatever it takes to win. But he's got to get a little bit better off the ball defensively.
For sure, and I don't know if you saw his comments in the pre-draft media availability. He said that Wizards GM Will Dawkins put together a montage of him kind of having some defensive lapses, and I love the response from Trey. He said that motivated me. It makes me want to go harder on that end of the floor. I just love everything about the kid's mentality. We got the chance to talk to Chad Myers yesterday, Coach, and he gave us a skinny on Trey as well. Chad talked about Trey trying to emulate Kobe Bryant in terms of mentality. When you get a kid like this, knowing today's day and age, Coach, where NIL is so prevalent and there's all these distractions that happen at the high school and collegiate level that could stop a kid from reaching his potential, what do you think has allowed Trey to stay so dialed in throughout this entire process and now reach this tremendous moment of being an NBA pro?
His mindset, you know, he's laser focused. Like I said, he wants to be one of the greatest ever, if not the greatest ever. I know that's his goal, and that's what he's going to continue to work to do until they tell him he can't play anymore. And he believes in himself, and a lot of that's instilled in him by his father, who, you know, gave him that mindset and showed him how to be a hard worker and pushed him to work hard. And Trey then took that and took it to a whole nother level. And he's very dedicated, not only to be getting in the gym and getting up his shots. Yeah. He gets in the weight room. He does his yoga. He does stretching. He eats right. You know, he's committed to being the best basketball player that can be, and I think that's what it takes to be great. And he knows that, and it starts with his mindset.
Yeah, that Coach Myers told us that yesterday, man, that he kind of looked at his, you know, year at Link as being his freshman year at college, and then last year in his freshman year at Texas, looking at it like his first year in the NBA. So the kid, like you mentioned, has his head on straight and has the mentality and the work ethic to ultimately reach his potential. The interesting part about his game that I, you know, really was pleased by when evaluating him through this pre-draft process, you look at the box score, it's 20 points per game. It's 40% from downtown on 7 attempts. So he clearly, right, hasn't met a shot he doesn't like. But when you watch him as a ball handler and pick and roll and in playmaking for others, Coach, like how much of a strength is that in his game? And do you think at the NBA level he can develop into a full-time league guard, playing the point guard position?
There's no doubt in my mind that he can. I don't know if you would want to play him at full-time point just because of the way he shoots the ball and the way he can put it in the basket. Great story about Trey. I don't know if Chad told y'all, but we're playing in the first round of the Chipotle National Tournament in his senior year, and against A.J. DeBonta and Prolific Prep and all those guys that they had. And they were doing a good job. They had a very good defensive game plan against him, and they weren't making every catch hard, and he couldn't really get any good looks. And he came to me, and LeBaron Filon, who's now going back for South Alabama, was really our lead guard on that team. And he was usually setting Trey up. Well, Trey came to me at halftime and said, "Coach, I can't really shake free. I think we would be better if I played the point and I'll make the right reads and get LeBaron and Jasper shots," and Jasper Johnson, who's going to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And, man, that's what he did. He came out and he had 8 assists, no turnovers. I think he finished with 9 assists and 1 turnover, but he had 8 assists, no turnovers in the second half. I think we were down 9 at halftime. We came back to win an instant classic, man, double overtime, and Trey was a huge part of that with his playmaking for others in that game.
Coach, as someone that, you know, got to, you know this kid personally and watch him work and develop, and obviously you got to watch his freshman season from afar, if there was a pro comp for Trey Johnson, what do you think it is?
Oh, man, that's a very, very good question. You know, I think Trey is different than a lot of the guys that have played, just because of his ability to play on the ball and off the ball with his ability to score the ball. He's kind of a crazy – this just sounds crazy, but he's kind of got a mixture of Steph and Clay together. You know, he could be either one of those guys.
Ow!
But I think you're going to see a kid that's going to come in and – make his own name for himself and kind of carve out his own niche like those guys did and some of the greats have in the past, that, you know, people will be comparing them to him as we move forward.
I'm excited to see it, man. Coach, we appreciate you making some time. Best of luck to you this year on your first year at McNeese State.
I appreciate you having me, fellas. Thank you all so much.
That is Bill Armstrong, the former head coach at Link Academy, where Wizards guard Trey Johnson played his senior year of high school. Coach Armstrong, now the head man at McNeese State, so best of luck to him and the Cowboys as they get ready for next year. A lot more to get to here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 9:05. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep things on the hardwood. Wizards GM Will Dawkins joined the Kevin Sheehan Show earlier this morning. We'll let you hear some of that next here on The Fan. Thank you to McNeese State head coach Bill Armstrong, the former head coach of Link Academy, where Trey Johnson played his high school ball. If you missed any of that conversation, you are in luck. Download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to the 727 segment to hear my conversation with Wizards first-round pick, his former head coach, Bill Armstrong. Always good when you get some intel and insight on the newest member of the Washington Wizards. Another really good, insightful conversation. If you missed it yesterday, Grant and Danny had Brad Underwood on, the head coach at the University of Illinois. So make sure you go check that out as well wherever you get your podcast. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take you up to 9:05 here tonight, leading you into Nats baseball as they play game one out of three against the Angels. It is a 9:35 first pitch. Charlie and Dave will take things over after your boy. I want to continue to talk about the Washington Wizards. And earlier this afternoon, Will Dawkins, the GM of the Wizards, joined the Kevin Sheehan Show on our sister station, the Team 980, and gave a ton of insight on the Wizards' first-round picks as well as their second-round pick that they chose last night. I will say this before letting you all hear from Will Dawkins. He is so insightful at the podium in terms of how much detail he gives. And without giving away too much, I think he does a brilliant job, and maybe the best job of all the guys, all the execs here in town, of peeling back the curtain and kind of letting us inside of what their process is like. And he doesn't have to do that, but when you're a new GM here trying to, you know, build the trust and confidence of this fan base, I mean, I think it just takes you over the edge. Not to mention he's just a super smart basketball mind that is well-traveled and has really earned the right to be in this position for the Washington Wizards. It's why I have confidence in everything that they do. Like I said, we've seen it before where picks have busted in this organization. But I hope with this regime, with Will Dawkins and Mike Winger and Travis Schlenk being the guys pushing the buttons, you hope that the bust rate goes down significantly. There's no guarantee that Trey Johnson turns into a good NBA basketball player. There's no guarantee. It's a crapshoot. But the one thing I know about Trey Johnson, and we've talked about it a lot since he's been drafted, if he fails, it's not going to be because he didn't put the work in. It's not going to be because he didn't give a damn or the moment was too big or the bright lights of D.C. got him acting out of his body. Like, that's not the type of kid that he is. And the one thing that Coach Armstrong talked about tonight, Coach Myers mentioned it last night, his family is very instrumental in who he is and his upbringing. And I think in today's day and age, with these kids getting millions of dollars thrown at them at such an early age, the ones that make it are going to be the ones that have that strong support system like Trey Johnson. I think it's a big reason why he went on campus at Texas last year and got buckets. Right now, though, want to let you hear from the general manager of the Washington Wizards, Will Dawkins. He joined the Kevin Sheehan Show earlier this afternoon and had this to say about whether or not Trey Johnson, whether or not they were sure that Trey Johnson was going to be there at six overall.
We were not certain he was going to be there, so we were very fortunate when we got him, for sure.
So that answers that question, because I know there was a lot of scuttlebutt pre-draft about, well, do they want Ace Bailey? And Will Dawkins is a smart man, first and foremost. He could tell us that, you know, that they wanted Trey Johnson over Ace Bailey. Doesn't mean I believe him 100%. And that's no disrespect to Will Dawkins. I just understand the way the game is played. The bottom line is, though, and why I'm so excited about the pick, you couldn't have went wrong with either guy. Like, if you would have told me back on draft lottery night when we all got kicked in the gut when the Wizards dropped to the number six overall pick, if you would have told me that they were going to get Trey Johnson at six, I would have said, okay. That's not a bad consolation prize for Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey and Dilla Harper. The kid can go. We keep giving you the numbers that stand out. When you average damn near 20 points per game in the SEC, knowing how well represented they were last year in the NCAA tournament, it tells you he could play. Here is Will Dawkins on the reasons why they pulled the trigger on him at 6 overall.
Yes, he was one of our top targets for a lot of reasons. Obviously, he's a really good player in terms of being able to move the scoreboard and shoot. But he's got the right work ethic and mentality. So once we got him in our building and got a feel for him, he was someone that was top five on our board all season long. And when you fell to 6, you felt pretty good when you find someone that you have ranked so high.
Notice the first thing that Will Dawkins talks about, man, and I love this about him. It's similar. I don't want to put these type of expectations on him, but it's similar to how we were talking about Jaden Daniels last offseason. Before you mentioned him and the deep ball accuracy and the ball placement, you talked about the fact that he was at the building at 4:30 every morning, right? The work ethic, him being in love with the game. Like, anybody out there that has played at any level will tell you this, man. Everyone's got teammates out there that you're like, damn, you're so talented, but your work ethic sucks. Give me the guy that's a gym rat. Give me the guy that's never going to be satisfied by his skill level, that's constantly trying to get better and competing with not others, but himself. I think that's the type of cat the Wizards got in Trey Johnson. Here is Will Dawkins giving a pretty good anecdote on Trey Johnson being a student of the game.
He's a pure hooper. He's like a lot of teenagers, likes to hang out and play video games and things of that nature, but he's singularly focused on basketball. We had him over for dinner, and we're talking to him, and it's me, Coach Keith, I think Amber Nichols. We're talking about a play that happened in one of the Mystics games. It was a DHO where the player went under the screen and then came back around to isolate on the other side. And we were saying it out loud, and he said, yeah, I've seen that a couple times in some other WNBA games. They're starting to do that. And that's when you realize that this dude, like, he gets it. He really loves basketball. He watches it and studies it. And that was kind of one of those things where, like, okay, the IQ is there, but the passion to get better and watch all types of basketball, like, he's a true hooper.
When I hear that story, that makes what Chad Myers said last night more believable. And look, we had Chad Myers on. We just had Coach Armstrong on as well, as former high school coaches. They're going to give us the best version of Trey Johnson. They're going to tell us everything that's good about him, and it's up to us to figure out what he needs to work on, if we're being honest about the thing. But that story right there, that kind of lends credence to what Coach Myers said yesterday. He said he's got the Kobe Bryant mentality. Kobe, as everyone knows, man, Mamba mentality is something that has been, you know, taken across all sports, all facets of life. But when you're an NBA prospect studying the WNBA and studying any type of basketball you can lay your eyes on, it lets me know how bad you want it. It lets me know how important it is to you. And it seems like Trey Johnson has all those tools. We know he can shoot the hell out of the basketball, but the thing that really impresses me the most about him is the work ethic. And it's why I think it would be unfair at this point to put a ceiling on what he could possibly be. We hope that he could be that franchise cornerstone that you were hoping to get at number one overall. Maybe you got it at 6. If he turns into that type of player, I think this franchise will be changed significantly moving forward. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Right here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 905. When we come back, we will keep things on the D.C. family. We'll let you hear from the Wizards' first-round pick, Trey Johnson. He spoke to the D.C. media after getting drafted on Wednesday night. We'll let you hear what he's got to say about being in the nation's capital next here on The Fan. 636-1067 is the number. Now you tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Linnell Willingham riding with you here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. We'll lead you in the Nats baseball. Game 1 out of 3 against the Angels coming your way tonight here on The Fan. Jake Irvin gets the start for the Curly W's. It is a 9:35 first pitch. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up with Nats on deck following Overtime. A lot more to get to as we move into this 8 o'clock hour. We'll switch gears and get to the National Football League. The folks over at ESPN with a little NFC East primer, previewing, you know, some of the hot-button topics for all the NFC East teams leading into the 2025 season. What do they have to say about the Commanders? They also predicted NFC East winners, and we all know it. There hasn't been a repeat winner in this division since the early 2000s. You'll be surprised to hear who they have winning the NFC East this year. That's coming up as we get into the 8 o'clock hour right here on the Fan. We'll also run back some audio from earlier today. Mark Guyon, one of the owners of the Washington Commanders, joined the Junkies this morning. We get his thoughts on RFK 2.0, and then what was really juicy and tasty. We'll chew on this as well. Charles Allen, Ward 6 council member, joined Grant and Danny earlier today and gave his thoughts on RFK 2.0. And as I said last night, before we get too hot and heavy into this, as I said last night, if going back to D.C. means that this stadium being built is going to be delayed and we're not going to have a new stadium by 2030, I'm pretty much out. Right now, though, I want to let you hear from Wizards first-round rookie Trey Johnson right after he was drafted on Wednesday night, speaking to the D.C. media about what it means to be a member of the Washington Wizards.
First of all, congratulations, Bijan Todd, Monumental Sports Network. First of all, what was your reaction when you got the call saying you would be a Wizard, and how were your conversations with the team leading up to tonight?
It was most definitely. I was just grateful and blessed. Yeah, after hearing I got the call, but my talks leading up to the team, it was just really Will talking to me about what kind of player I would be. He showed me clips where I used to take plays off, and most definitely that's not the player I want to be, especially in the NBA, and kind of being asked by different reporters here what you want your legacy to be. It kind of went back to my mind, me taking plays off, and that's certainly something I wouldn't want it to be. So, yeah, I appreciate him. You know, I feel like in my workout, he kind of pushed me, and I needed that.
Hey, Trey, congratulations. You're coming into a team that has a lot of young players getting a lot of minutes early in their career. What does it mean to you to come and be a part of this young Wizards core in Washington?
It means a lot. Just getting down there with guys who still are competitive and guys that's wanting to be like great like myself. For sure, getting down there and gelling with the team is something great.
Hi, Trey, Karita Parks, Double Take Sports. You're known for your shooting. Devin Booker is one of your favorite players. Just curious, what is it about him that you like, and are there similarities in your game from your standpoint?
I feel like it's bits and pieces that I watch that I feel like there are similarities, but most definitely the thing that I like the most is just his footwork and how he uses his footwork to set up people and come off of screens, and then his efficiency with the least amount of dribbles possible.
Hi, Trey. This is Martenzi Johnson with ESPN. Kind of on the topic of Suns or former Suns players. Kevin Durant, after your game against, I think, Texas A&M earlier this year, he kind of shouted out your production. What did it mean for you to see someone like Kevin Durant acknowledge, you know, the production that you had in college?
It means a lot, most definitely, because a few years ago I worked out with him. And that was before I even committed to Texas, and then me committing, and he's still showing love and reaching out. It means a lot for sure.
Trey, Vern Junker, The Washington Post. What stood out to you most about the plan the Wizards laid out for you when you talked with them?
Just how the front office is. Everybody's connected. I feel like, especially when I talked to my agent, how the front office and especially how my visit was, it felt more like a college visit and especially more like a family. I really didn't get that from other places, I would say. And that's really what I liked most about it. Everybody was connected.
Great. Josh Robbins with The Athletic. For people out here, out east, who might not be familiar with your game, could you please describe your strengths and the area or areas where you want to get better?
I say my scoring, really shooting, scoring in general. Playmaking is also a strength of mine and my IQ and leadership. Areas I always want to get better in is my playmaking, my defense, and then also navigating how to be a leader, especially with older guys.
Thank you.
Trey, Candace Buckner of the Washington Post. I don't think too many people who get drafted will criticize themselves the moment they talk to media members. Do you feel like you are your worst critic, and who do you think holds you the most? Who has held you the most accountable throughout your basketball journey?
I feel like I have surpassed my father in being my worst critic. But before it was me, it was most definitely him. for sure. Now, I think as much I done heard his voice in the gym by myself, it's kind of in the back of my head now, no matter where I go. So most definitely he's been holding me accountable. But as I got older, it's most definitely been myself. And yeah, most guys don't want to critique themselves, but I feel like to become better, you got to be honest with yourself at least.
Trey, David Aldridge with The Athletic. You're coming to a young team that is rebuilding and it's going to take a minute. How do you kind of foresee this rebuild going forward now? You got yourself and Bub in the backcourt. You got young guys throughout the roster. How do you see you guys growing together?
Just gelling as a team on and off court, especially in practice, just being competitive, pushing one another most definitely. And like you did say, it's going to be a while, a long rebuild, but just also being present in the moment, taking it one game at a time, not looking forward or not getting stuck maybe in the losses, but just keep pounding stone and carrying water, I would say, from a book that I read before, but just keeping consistency with it.
Hi, Trey. Chase Hughes with Monumental Sports Network. Congrats. You mentioned your dad. What's it been like celebrating with him, your family, and your friends? What's been the reaction like?
It's been great. I haven't been able to talk to my friends back home yet, but especially with my family here, it's been great, especially seeing both my younger brothers getting to take this in, and then also my father. If I said it a few times, but it's feel like we both got drafted today, most definitely.
That is Wizards rookie Trey Johnson getting introduced to the D.C. media right after he was drafted on Wednesday night. Can't wait to see what he does in year one of the nation's capital. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll switch gears to the National Football League. A little NFC East roundtable. Will the Eagles repeat as the winners of the NFC East? We'll touch on that and a whole lot more coming up next here on Over.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.